Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now, our friend Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, my man, it seems like Jeff Linder is making some huge splashes on the basketball side of things. And then we see this morning on the reverse with CSU, Kendall Moore decided not to come back to Colorado State. So I'm looking at this going, man, Wyoming seems like they just keep getting better at this stage.
Yeah, that guy's pretty good. He's not too shabby.
He gets it, man.
And you know, they lost four guys to the transfer portal pretty much immediately after the NCAA tournament, and people thought, oh boy, here we go. You know, the same thing happened in football, but the four guys they lost on the basketball team combined for 22 points last year. I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, and they just keep reloading, and that's the mark of a truly an amazing coach, is if you can have a couple of blows and then you're able to reload.
Absolutely, and to go reload with three guys out of LA, three guys that two at USC, one at UCLA, all three played AAU ball together growing up. Two of them were high school teammates. I mean, it was quite a coup for Jeff Linder and his staff. Which, from what I understand, Mark Rogers, the recruiting guru there for the Cowboys, he's from that area, and from what I understand, he had a lot to do with this as well. So everybody kind of chipping in. Ken DeWeese, the other assistant, has been great on the recruiting trail, and you know, Sonny Wicks, same thing. So, man, this is just a really great staff, and they just keep proving it, man. They came into a complete mess in Laramie, and what they've done in 2 years is just incredible, and they just keep going.
So, okay, I know Jeff a little bit, but I'll be fair, Cody. I didn't get into the whole recruiting process here while he was with UNC. Kind of our show was starting to grow a little bit as he was heading out the door. What, I mean, I know he's a great guy. I know he's a great basketball mind. He's a confident guy. What's going on that he has that we're saying, hey, this is the program to transfer over to come to, because he's getting some big time names.
Yeah, and you know what's incredible to think about, Brady, is the guys that were going to go to UNC that ended up coming to Laramie. Graham Ike, Marcus Williams,
yes.
Xavier Dussel. Imagine those guys playing in Greeley. I mean, it'd be scary.
It'd be nuts, so, man. I mean, yeah, so, we talk about that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, those guys could have very well ended up in Greeley. And, you know, Jeff is just, you mentioned it, his IQ is unbelievable. He's a good dude. He runs an exciting, fun offense. I mean, what you guys saw last year with basically Maldonado and Ike, that was what he had to do, because that was the strengths of his team when he lost Marcus Williams to the transfer portal. He adapts. And we joke about it a lot up here, you know, unlike our football coach, Jeff Linder doesn't really have an offensive scheme per se. He goes with the best chance to win. And, you know, 2 years ago, his first year in Laramie, they went up, they scored 110 points, I think, against San Jose State in the opening game of the Mountain West tournament, and he knew they couldn't run with San Diego State in the second game, so he slowed it way down, and they didn't get a shot up till there was less than 5 seconds on the shot clock every time down the floor, and they almost pulled off the upset. So, I mean, he's egoless as far as that goes, and he just says, hey, this is going to give us the best chance to beat that team this night. Let's do it.
And Cody, I love that. And again, Coach Linder, I'm not saying he's a cocky guy, but he's a very confident guy. And a lot of times those coaches, you don't always get the sense that they're going to, you know, morph their team dependent on their players. But he's totally that guy.
Yeah, dude's got some swagger, there's no doubt about it. But I think what's beautiful is the way he put his staff together, because he's the kind of guy that he's going to chew you up one side and down the other, and he demands excellence every day. But his assistants are the guys that will say, hey, come here, let me put my arm around you, let me tell you what you did and why he's screaming at you right now. So it's kind of the good cop, bad cop thing. But But Jeff can also be the good cop, and he just doesn't lie to his guys, and he's straight up with them, and they really, truly love him. I mean, Graham Ike brings it up in every single press conference, so I'm sure he's not doing that to gain any favors, because no big man in the country touched the ball nearly as much as Graham Ike.
That's exactly right. All right, so Cody, talk to us a little bit more about three big guys, as you touched on earlier. How big of an impact are these three guys going to make on this program next season?
Well, what I've talked to you about it before, Brady. What I thought separated CSU and Wyoming and Boise State and Wyoming and San Diego State is they had depth and they had a bench, and the Cowboys just haven't had that luxury, especially 2 years ago. They didn't have anybody on the bench, but now they've been basically a 6-7 man rotation. So that, you would think, has changed dramatically, because those four guys they lost in the portal did not play many minutes. So, you know, they land the two guys out of USC, the big guy, 6'9", Max Ogbonpono, or Polo. He's a high flyer. He's a really good athletic player. And then you got Ethan Anderson, who's the point guard, the distributor, the guy that the Cowboys didn't have when they lost Marcus Williams. And, you know, people forget about that. Hunter Maldonado's not a point guard. They just threw him back there because they trusted him and they knew he had great vision and he makes great plays. And he could also back down smaller point guards in the post, which is exactly what he did to lead the Cowboys to a 25-9 record. And then, you know, you have Jake Timon from UCLA, who he was the Orange County Player of the Year out of high school. And he was one of the best sharpshooters on the market. And he really didn't have a great year. And his numbers were down. His minutes were down. These are three dudes that just, they want to play. And you know, at UCLA and USC, these dudes reload and they keep reloading. And USC, after looking into them the last couple of days, they're one of the most underrated programs in the country. They get overshadowed, of course, by UCLA, but they were in the Elite Eight 2 years ago, and Ogbonpolo and Anderson were part of the number one recruiting class in America. Ogbonpolo was the number five recruit in the state of California in 2019. So, but those schools reload, and they bring in more four-star and five-star guys, so that's what they do, and some guys just, you know, don't make it. And, you know, you'd like to think on paper, this is just three gigantic pickups for the Wyoming Cowboys.
Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com joining us. So, I mean, again, I know we got a long way to go, but you look at these additions, odds are Hunter Maldonado comes back. You got to be dancing, right? I mean, way too early preview here, but you got to think that they just got better. They were obviously in the play-in game or whatever we call that, first four game last year. You got to think they're one better than that at least, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're already way better than they were last year. I mean, I can't emphasize enough the four guys they lost, and it's no, you know, I'm not trying to dump on those dudes, but they, in my opinion, Linder looked down at his bench and just said, you know, the grind of the Mountain West and playing in Indiana in the NCAA tournament, I mean, are these guys going to be the guys that get us over that hump, or do we need to go get some dudes? And I think he chose the latter. And, you know, also they have a kid named Caden Powell who's coming in, a true freshman, their one signee this year. He's a 6'9 guy out of Waco, Texas, and he was Defensive Player of the Year this year in his district. So another really good guy coming in. And you have to think they're way better, and this is going to take so much pressure off EK. And like you said, you have to believe Maldonado's coming back. And now we're just, I think, all of us up north here just hoping David Roddy hears his name called in the NBA draft.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, so should we tell Rams fans to, you know, make sure Roddy doesn't come back, because then Wyoming's going to be looking really good, man.
Yeah, and Emmanuel Acott, I don't know if he's coming back to Boise. I mean, there's some questions, man. And,
boy,
you know, I could tell the San Diego State trolls were out in full force, so I know they, you know, they're paying a little bit of attention to what's going on over here in Laredice. So it's good to see, man, because this program was in Death Valley 3 years ago. I mean, just ugly.
it's fun, man. It's fun following you to see all these big names popping up. I mean, it's definitely. I know Rams fans are talking for sure. Cody, I want to talk at some point. We're up against a break, man, but I do want to. Maybe we can catch you later this week. I do want to get him spring football. Maybe not as exciting, but we want to talk spring football with you. You tell me. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe something is exciting. We can get into that.
Well, there's a ton of storylines. Last year, every single position was almost spoken for. This year, almost none of them are. So,
I mean, that's exciting in its own right, right?
It's a reporter's dream, yes.
Cody, my man, always appreciate you. We truly love Connect. We've had so many compliments. Thankful to get you on repping Wyoming sports. So we appreciate you giving us time, man.
No, thank you for having me, Brady. I appreciate all you guys.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon. That's Cody Tucker, 72 Sports, 7220 Sports.com. I love Cody. He is awesome. He is so, he's a great reporter, but he's also one of those reporters where you just feel like you can go have a couple beers with the guy, you know, and talk other things other than sport. He's a cool dude. Love that guy. 12:52 the time. We're taking a short break. We're going to wrap up hour number one. It's going to be a fast-moving half hour in the 1 o'clock hour, so stick with us. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy live from the Allo Communications Studios.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.